could see very easily, very early on, that I could get pulled in a thousand different directions. I have a lot of functional expertise. I also know the company really well. And so people put these two together and want to lean on you to help them, which in some respects always feels great. And in another respect, you have to be more purposeful and thoughtful about where you spend your time. And so I've tried to be also very upfront about where I'm going to put time and energy, so people then know also how to use me and how to bring me into the discussion. I've made it very visible, and I communicate it consistently in the same way across the organization. It's become a lot more clear for people where to engage me and how to engage me. It's one of the areas that I think leaders have to get comfortable with. You have to get comfortable that just because you're not in the room doesn't make you any less valuable. And just because you are in the room, that you are more valuable, right? Maybe saying the opposite. And once I realized that, and I realized that my ability to drive a company forward or a business forward didn't require me to always be present, then I got comfortable with that. And I could say no,